Oh, here we go.
Thank you for calling customer. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I assist you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm calling because I just noticed there was a charge of $39.99 to my card, and I don't recall making a purchase from your company for anything lately, and it was just charged yesterday.
What was your zip code?
93033. No, I'm sorry. Camarillo is 93010.
93. Wait a minute, say that again.
93010.
93010.
Yes.
All right. All right, and what's your first and last name?
It's Mary Cortez.
Cortez, is that with a C or a K?
With a Z. C-O-R-T-E-Z.
Okay. Okay, I'm still looking for your account.
What is it, while we're waiting, what is it that that your company charges? I mean, sells, or?
Well, we're a customer support company, so we represent several hundred companies, so I can't really tell you until I pull up your actual name.
The company that charged me, maybe that'll be easier, is I checked with my bank, and they said it was from Primary True Electronics.
Let me see.
Hi, baby.
You want water? What is it? Juice? You have to sit down, though, so you won't spill. Sit down, please. Can you sit down?
Thank you. Thank you.
Careful, don't fall. I got it.
Sit down, right?
Right before you fall. Oh, excuse me. Here you go.
You got it?
Okay, ma'am, I'm not able to pull up your name in our system.
Maybe they have me under Maria Cortez, and I moved recently, so maybe it's a company that I purchased something from before, and they just decided to charge me for something again without my knowledge. And maybe if I give you my old address?
No, ma'am. It would have had to pull up under your actual name, so if your name is not in my database, you're calling the wrong customer service number.
Can you try Maria Cortez?
Yeah, I looked up under that, too. I don't see that.
My old zip code was 93033.
Let me try that zip code. Just a moment. I'll try to plug that one in and see if I'm able to get any information. But if I plug that in and I can't find your name, that means you're calling the wrong customer support number.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so give me that old zip code again.
93033. Yes. And maybe not Mary, maybe Maria.
Okay. Could it be on another last name other than Cortez?
No, it's just Cortez. But maybe Maria instead of Mary.
Okay. Still looking, ma'am.
Okay. But can you tell me that Primary True Electronics is a company that you...
No, ma'am. I can't. I can't tell you that unless I can find your name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the bank gave me this number. They said that the company that charged my account, my card was... Primary True Electronics, and they give me
all
this
right,
number.
Hold on just a second. I think I finally found you.
Okay.
So it wasn't under your new address. Zip code was under your old zip code. That's why I couldn't find you before. What was your previous address?
It was 4611 Clover Drive, apartment 2.
Okay. Yep. This is your account. Just a moment while it's updating.
What was it that was, does it tell you what was purchased or?
Oh, it's updating. Just a second.
Because
all right,
they charged
for the,
me.
Uh-huh. All right. So you were charged $39.99.
I remember doing a,
for the Hero Bod.
What is that?
Just a second, let me look at it.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah.
I remember getting something online that said that I had to pay for shipping for something that was only 99 cents, and I went ahead and did all my information, but then they kicked me off the link, so I never made a purchase. And
yep.
This guy just charged me yesterday, $39.99. So I'm
yep.
like, okay, I've been living over here for already going on 3 months. So I don't understand why they would charge me yesterday for something that I have not ordered. And then they have my old address. It's old, an old account that maybe I purchased something from them before, and they kept all my information for my card.
So, and it looks like this is like a bi-monthly subscription.
For what?
For the Hero Bod.
What is that?
It's a gadget. It's a gadget. So you went online back in May and entered for the kitchen gadget. So once you did that, it put you into the membership.
So they charged me $39.99 three times?
No. they charge you only one time, but this is for the membership into this HeroBod website.
Oh no, I am not interested in no membership. I don't remember signing up for a membership.
Well, when you did the entry, it comes with the bi-monthly subscription, and it wasn't canceled. So that's why you were billed for the $39.99. So what I can do is cancel it, but you signed up back in May. So that's been over 60 days. So the only thing I can do today is cancel it for you to make sure you don't get billed again.
Yes, please. Okay. Can you put my money back in my account?
No, ma'am, because it's been over 60 days since you signed up for this program online.
Oh, well, because I already filed for a fraud with the bank, so they're going to go ahead and get a hold of whoever charged me $39.99 for something that was old.
Well, it's not old.
You know, like
you signed up for the membership back in May, and it bills every 2 months.
But I don't even have nothing to claim for whatever they're charging me for. You know what I mean? Like, what do I get out of $39.99?
It's a monthly membership charge.
A membership for what, though?
To buy additional items off this company's website. So in their terms and agreements section, it tells you that once you join in, you're going to be a part of the membership subscription. So the only thing we can do today is cancel it because it is a valid charge. You joined back in May. It's over 60 days later, and you're not entitled to a full refund. Only thing I can do is cancel it for you today. It's a valid charge. You would have had to cancel back in May in order to be refunded.
But I don't even know what the membership is for or what product did I purchase that I signed up for a membership.
That's what I'm saying, Mom. That's what I've already explained to you, ma'am. You went in back in May and entry for a kitchen gadget. You did two entries for a kitchen gadget. With these entries comes a membership. You did not cancel back in May. That's why you were billed. It is billed bi-monthly, so every 2 months. So because you did not cancel, you're not entitled to a refund. It's 60 days later.
But
the only
you
thing
don't
I
know
can
what
do
I
is cancel. The only thing I can go by, ma'am, is what's on my screen. It says a kitchen ST1.
Okay.
It says a HeroBod. Those are the only things that I can see.
Okay, but even if I didn't get anything in the mail back in May,
it's an entry. You wouldn't have got an item. It was for an entry into a contest, so you wouldn't have got anything shipped unless you won. So these different surveys and trials that you do online, there is a charge to them. They're not free.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure I'm stay away from those.
Yes. Yeah, just stay from those, and you got to read those terms and agreements. But these are entry fees.
Yeah.
So when you don't cancel it, you're billed for the membership. But like I said, it's been 60 days, so I can't refund you the money, but I can cancel it. So you're not billed anymore.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, yes, please. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Just a moment.
Okay. What's that, Mama? Spider-Man?
Okay, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I went back and reviewed your account and everything, and I can offer you one more thing today, which is a 35% refund.
A 35% refund?
Of the $39.99, yes. I can offer you 35% today. And that will be, just a second, I'll tell you how much that will be.
Mm-hmm.
It will be $12.60.
That you give back?
Yes, ma'am.
No, we'll just, because the bank is going to go ahead and do the fraud thing, and then they're just going to give me all my money back. So I'll just stick to that.
They won't be able to give you all your money back because it's not fraud. It's a valid charge. And it's 60 days later, so you can't get a full refund on 60 days later. I was trying to offer you a save so you can get at least some of your money back. But it's been over 60 days, so you're still not going to get a full refund.
I don't know how this is my first time filing for fraud, so I don't even know what's going on.
But see, it's not fraud because you went online and signed up yourself. Fraud would be if somebody else did it. But you personally went online and signed up for this, so it's not fraud.
And that's all you could offer me, at least?
That's all I can offer you because it's 60 days later. It's only fraud if somebody else did it. But as long as you go online and physically put your information in, it's not fraud.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and do the...
Okay. All right, just a moment. I'll place you on a brief hold.
Okay. Nani, get away from the window, please.
Okay, Ms. Cortez. All
okay.
Right, I have your cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready.
Grab a pen.
Okay.
Okay.
C is in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
260-0-96-53-73.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Oh, go ahead.
Can I repeat it? Just make sure.
Sure.
It's CS in Charlie 2640965373.
No, ma'am. It's CS in Charlie.
Uh huh.
260.
Oh, 260.
Uh huh. 96.
Mhm.
53-73. Yes, ma'am.
260965373.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling customer support. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
All right.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye.